Looking for inspiration? You've come to the right place. The Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today is Jennifer Johnson. She's from Dallas, Texas.
I've been thinking about the psalmist's words in Psalm 62 in the Bible. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this. That power belongeth unto God. Have you ever heard someone say, I just can't hear what God is telling me? The Bible describes God's message in different ways. Sometimes his voice seems unmistakable, like a lion roaring. At other times, it comes as a still small voice. Yet, whether dramatic or gentle, God's communication is always constant. There have been times when I've felt impelled to do something that wasn't necessarily what I wanted to do. Part of me resisted. I questioned, weighed alternatives, and even hoped for a different answer. Yet, something deeper kept gently directing me. And perhaps that's what the writer of this psalm was indicating. Not that God had to repeat himself, but that I needed to hear more deeply. Maybe we first hear with the intellect. We analyze, debate, and sometimes argue with what we know is right. But then comes a second hearing, a hearing with the heart. We recognize the authority of what God divine is saying. And we find we can no more go against it than we can deny what we know is true. What strikes me is that the psalm doesn't say God spoke twice. God spoke once. He doesn't waver, reconsider, or become confused. The twice belongs to us. It marks that moment when spiritual sense, that which bears witness to what is true, catches up with what God has been saying all along. That power belongeth unto God, and a deeper listening helps us also hear that God's power includes mercy. So perhaps when we feel we aren't hearing God, we don't need a louder voice or a different message. We simply need a quieter thought and a more willing heart. As we listen more deeply, we discover that his voice has been with us all along, and with it comes the comforting assurance that all power belongs to him.
Thanks for joining us for another week of Fresh Inspiration. For more from the First Church of Christ Scientist, be sure to check out our audio landing page at christianscience.com/audio. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.